Hey, Tanner.
Hey, Ben.
Let's talk about Finding Nemo.
Let's reel it in.
Are you thirsty?
Speaking of water,
it's our favorite.
I love that flavor.
Favorite flavor.
I did tell you that.
LaCroix?
I hate doing the podcast.
Because
I have to fake that I didn't tell you that 15 minutes ago. That's my favorite flavor.
Is this your favorite flavor?
Yeah.
I just won't listen to you before we...
We should be quiet when record. You come in and we're set up.
Just nod heads. Just maybe a little...
Hello.
Maybe dab up a little bit.
And then I press record on the mic and then we're good.
I won't even say hello.
Chili Lyman?
Remember when we did this in the mic?
Cherry Lyman. You know what?
It splurted.
Here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing. I was listening back to a couple episodes and I was like, God, I am the whiniest person. Because I'm always like, you spilled, you did this. No, I don't know all the reindeer. I don't, all this jazz, and I'm tired of being that person.
Yeah?
You give me so many reasons to be, but I'm going to try to be nice.
What did I do?
Nothing. You're good. Let's.
Yeah, come on. Let's get into the.
Dab me up.
Woo! I've been leaning in front of the mic often to grab my drink and to drink instead of like making it work where I'm sipping into the mic.
I just hold it the whole time usually.
I should probably do that. That's but good. I got a laptop on my lap.
We're jumping right into it, aren't we?
I think we are.
Finding Nemo.
You want to get the summary going or do you want me to talk about it first?
Yeah, talk about it first.
Directed by Andrew Stanton, who I don't know how many other...
Oh, wait. No. Don't do that yet.
Pixar movies.
No, don't do that yet.
He's... Don't do that yet?
Don't do that yet. We'll do that after the movie. Or after the summary. Let's watch the movie first.
Okay. You really want me to wait to do that?
5 minutes going.
Okay. All of Nemo's siblings die right away, and he's the only one. He's the only one left. His dad, Marlin... And his then-alive wife,
Coral,
live on a reef right by the edge of the drop-off.
Yes.
Right? They have all these eggs, and they these drinks make me really salivating-y.
Why? It's water.
It's fizzy, and there's salt in it. Do you know how much sodium is in these?
No.
They stock these things full of salt, so you drink more. Anyway...
smart tactic.
Anyway, a freaking garfish comes by, and the mom goes down to save the kids that we see off screen. Actually, it's off screen, so we don't see it. That's the definition of off screen.
A murder.
The mom and 399 out of the 400 babies die, and it's just Marlin and Nemo. And Marlin's like, I'm gonna protect this kid.
You wasted a whole minute.
He's the only one I have left. So Marlin is really nervous about Nemo, not about like how he is, but just what he gets involved in, like first day of school,
just
going to the drop off, very, very overprotective, like a helicopter dad, but under the sea, so a submarine dad. And he's also a fish.
Go on with it.
And then so Nemo goes to his first day of school. Marlin finds out that they're going to the drop off. Marlin goes to see Nemo to stop him from swimming off. And Nemo's like, I'm not going to, Dad. He's like, yes, you were. And he starts yelling at the parents and the teacher. And Nemo swims out to touch the butt.
The butt is the boat.
The boat. And then he gets captured by a submarine diver. And Marlin swims after the boat but loses track of the waves, the current, the ripples. And then swims by all the fish. He's like, help me find my son. And then he runs to Dory. Literally runs into Dory. Smacks into her face first.
They probably kissed right away.
It's like a meet cute. He probably gave her the short term memory loss that she has right in that moment.
For sure. Oh yeah. Whoa.
What if?
Whoa. Well, we saw the sequel.
We did see the sequel. And then so Dory's like, oh yeah, I know your son. Like he went this way. So then they start the adventure together. He realizes that she doesn't really remember a whole lot.
Yep.
And
235.
Okay. And that causes some issues along the way. They meet Bruce the shark, who doesn't eat fish, and then he gets a whiff of Dory's blood, starts to eat them. The ship around them blows up, and they get passed out, and they sink down to the bottom of the trench where they see the fish that lights up with the long teeth. And then Dory can read the mask, so she's like, I know where P. Sherman Wallaby Way, Sydney is. And
42
Wallaby Way, P. Sherman, Sydney. And then they go off and they swim off, and all this is happening while Nemo is living in a tank in a doctor's office in Australia. Dentist. What did I say?
Doctor.
Dentist. They're a doctor.
No.
Of mouth. Doctor Orthodontist. Of mouth. Doctor of mouth.
PhD. Doctor of mouth.
And then he has friends in there. He has Gil. He has a starfish. He has Bloat. He has all these
people.
He has
people. Who? Who's the last one?
Bloat.
Okay.
Bloat.
Yeah. Is that his name?
Bloat. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Bloat.
And they're trying to escape, but they, yeah. But you know, it's tough for them too.
I was Bloat at the end of season one.
There's jellyfish, and they get caught in the jellyfish after Marlin's like, I don't think this is working out, Dory. I think you got to leave me alone. Dory's all sad. They meet fish, and they're like, you got to go this way, but go through the trench and over it. They go over it, and they see all these jellyfish, and they get stung, and Marlin has to go back and save Dory.
Have you ever gotten stung by a jellyfish?
And they go, don't pause it.
No, we're good. I just
oh, you're
it's still
it?
Going. No.
You're just wasting my time. I've not gotten stung by a jellyfish, but if I did, I would pee on it or ask you to. And then they get carried along the current by all the sea turtles, and they end up in Wallaby Way, Sydney.
42
Wallaby Way, Sydney. They almost get eaten by seagulls, but then this big old bird with a big old beak scoops them up. And
what's his name? Nigel?
Nigel! and then he shows Marlin, Nemo, in the dentist office, and Marlin thinks that Nemo's dead. He gets all sad. He's going to go home. Nemo escapes the tank and is in the ocean, runs into Dory, and Dory's like, doesn't recognize who he is at first. And then...
You missed Darla.
Oh, fishy wake up. I don't like this. Fishy wake
seconds.
Up. And then...
Nice.
Dory remembers who Nemo is, reunites Nemo and Marlin, and then they... are on their way home, and then they get caught in a net. They have to keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
You said you haven't gotten stung by a jellyfish?
Swim down. I have not. And then okay. They keep swimming. They break free from the net.
Eight.
And
seven,
they get home.
Six.
And Marlin
five,
trusts his
four,
son.
Three,
and they have a good relationship.
Two,
and Dory's around as well.
One. Zero. What was the last part you said?
Dory is around as well.
Dory, yeah. They got married.
Dory likes ladyfish.
What?
Ladyfish. Dory likes ladyfish.
Oh, because it's Ellen?
Because Ellen likes lady humans.
Yeah.
Does Ellen like ladyfish?
Probably. So you would pee on your leg.
I'd pee all over my leg.
What if you got stung by a jellyfish on the forehead?
With or without a jellyfish stick.
With the forehead, but on your forehead. Would you close your eyes and pee?
I'd probably pee in a cup similar to this one and then, like, pour it on my head.
Okay.
I would not try to, like, aim.
Don't have the camera on you when you say that. You are gross.
I wouldn't. What do you want
ew.
Me to do?
Aim.
I wouldn't try to,
God.
Aim. Okay.
Visual.
Directed by Andrew Stanton, who wrote a lot of other Pixar movies.
Like what?
Name three. Bug's Life, Finding Dory, and I think, I don't know, Wall-E.
Oh, okay.
And he did, yeah.
Rest in peace to Glenn McQueen, by the way.
Who's Glenn McQueen?
He was at the end of the movie. It said, like, right as the credits were going, right before the... it said, rest in peace. This is for Glenn McQueen.
Oh.
Glenn McQueen apparently was in the middle of working on this movie and died. Also, someone else.
From a jellyfish sting.
Huh?
From a jellyfish sting.
He didn't piss. Pee, if you will.
The sting went straight to his liver.
I guess. No, but there was another guy. I can't remember the name of the actor. Or he was a producer, but he had like cameos and stuff. And he, I forget his name, but he also died. He died horrifically. Let me tell you in a second. But this guy, he was the voice of the Jacques. He was the cleaner fish in the dentist office. The one.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
The shrimp.
Yeah, the shrimp. He was the voice, and then he died a couple years later.
I will resist.
He died. He was in a car with two other guys. Driving, flew off a cliff, and died.
For real?
For real.
The shrimp and
the
who
actor
else?
Guy, and then some other guy did, and the other guy survived.
Hmm.
Freaking flew off a cliff.
Did you want to do the fun facts for this movie?
Is that it?
Those aren't very fun.
No.
Came out in 2003. I was 2 years old.
This is 2 years after 9/11.
2 years after 9/11.
Yeah.
I didn't know what 9/11 was.
True.
Yeah.
Now you'll never forget.
But now I forgot
this year. We had
yeah, legitimately 9/11 just like went by this year.
We had youth group and I forgot it was 9/11 and I did the one thing I was supposed to never do.
Forgot. It used to be such a big deal and I feel like the farther we've gotten away from it.
Oh, for sure.
The less we like remember it.
I remember like 2011. Okay, because I remember
10-year anniversary.
The 10-year anniversary. Yeah. I remember it was like every channel was like about 9/11. And
I remember watching all these like memorial services at the location, like families crying and like it being a big day. And now like this year just went by.
I completely forgot about it.
Huh.
Yeah. We talked about 9/11 in the last episode, too.
I think we did. Rated G for Gil. More on that later.
For sure.
More on that later. But let's just do some fun facts.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
I'm just going to read them off right now.
Please.
Belize Navidad. Brad Garrett voiced Bloat the Fish. Do you know who Brad Garrett is?
Is he Everybody Loves Raymond's brother?
Same guy who voiced.
Oh, don't tell me. Oh, don't tell me.
From a previous movie.
How many movies ago was it?
Literally one.
Oh, Dum Dum? Give me a couple of them?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Voice the
connection point.
Easter Island head from Night at the Museum.
He said literally one.
Literally one. Okay, literally last time. Pixar developed a very realistic looking water surface. They animated the surface of the water to look really realistic.
It did look good.
But it looked too real that they had to make it look worse so that people didn't think it was just they took a video of the ocean.
Oh, really?
So they had to make it look more animated.
Okay. I mean,
which
sure.
is pretty interesting.
That's pretty cool.
The dentist's diploma, the mouth doctor.
Yeah.
His diploma on the wall is from Pixar University School of Dentistry.
Right on.
Right on.
Doctor of teeth.
Doctor of mouth. This movie became the highest grossing animated movie of all time at its time.
2003,
which was the first animated movie to dethrone The Lion King all the way back from 1994.
Okay.
So for that whole almost...
Toy Story did really good, too, though.
Did Toy Story do really good? But it didn't do better than Lion King.
Really? Okay. Because Toy Story came out, what, 96, 95? I think it was 95.
It was 99.
Toy Story?
99, I think.
Oh, I could have sworn it was 95 or 96. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I could be wrong. But
that could be the sequel.
Yeah, so for almost 20 years, Lion King like held the top animated movie spot.
Dang.
I think now it's Frozen or Frozen 2.
I hope it's not Frozen 2.
I think it's
Frozen. I hated Frozen 2.
We're talking about Disney. It's a perfect time to talk about all the new sequels that Pixar and
so
Disney
dumb.
Announced. Toy Story 5.
So dumb.
Frozen 3.
Oh, okay.
And then Zootopia 2, which out of those three, Zootopia 2 makes the most sense.
I haven't, yes. Well, and I haven't seen the first Zootopia.
Oh, okay. It's pretty good, actually. It's got Jason Bateman in it, and he voices.
I remember the trailers. I remember clips, and I thought it was really funny.
Yeah. But Frozen 2 ended, and they literally, like, wink, wink, nod, nod. Olaf is like, is there going to be another one? Do you think there's going to be another big adventure? Mm-hmm. And Elsa's like, no, this is probably going to be it. Like, wink, wink, this is the last one. We're going to do another one. And then it ended perfectly.
Yeah. Well, so did Toy Story 4.
I liked Toy Story 3 a lot more than Toy Story 4.
Me too.
So if they can make Toy Story 5 have a better ending than Toy Story 4, then it will be worth it. But if it's like, if it keeps going downhill, which Toy Story 4 wasn't bad. It was a good movie. It wasn't as great as Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 3 ended perfectly. It was like,
yeah.
Oh man. Like now we're in a new home. And then just picking up, it's like, you don't have to know what happens with that girl, with that new girl. And that's the beauty of it. These toys can be passed down for generations, you know, until they die. But and then just pick it up in Toy Story 4, and then it's like, all right, now we're saying bye.
Yeah.
What's Toy Story 5?
They're
right,
probably
going
to reunite.
They're going to be like,
the family
now
probably gonna go back
bye.
To the same fair. They're probably going to go back a couple years later, a year later.
It's just dumb.
And they're going to see them all again, and they're going to be like, nobody's playing with toys anymore. Everybody's on their dang phone.
Yeah, that's gonna be so
and that's what
dumb.
It's gonna be.
And they're gonna try to push the whole marketing of like, get off your iPhone,
get off your phone,
get off TikTok, play with me.
Hey, get off social media, just like me, guys. It'll change your life.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Tanner,
I miss
give me your
you
then.
On there.
Give me your then.
All right, man.
Give me your then.
Yeah, the earliest memory I have of this movie was watching it on Easter morning. in my old house in Lansing.
He has risen.
He has risen. But I remember, I think we got, when, how was your Easter? Was your Easter like you got a basket and it was just a bunch of stuff? Or did you just kind of get like one or two things and then it's like happy Easter? Did you get anything on Easter? Because we got full on baskets.
Oh, for real?
Of like toys and like, it was a second Christmas. We were spoiled.
Yeah, my family tried not to make Easter be like a second Christmas.
Okay.
They try to make, they're like, you can do it like, I never thought the Easter Bunny was real.
Okay.
You know, it was like, go out and like look for these eggs that we hit around. There's stuff in them. Have fun. We could do like Easter egg hunts when we were kids.
Yeah.
And then my Nana.
Nancy.
She would get us like very nice gift baskets.
Okay. Yeah. Ours was pretty much literally like Easter Bunny, because we weren't really believers then.
Mm-hmm.
But we...
I mean, I'd still go to the mall and sit on the Easter Bunny's lap just for fun.
For sure. Now? Should we do that this year?
Oh, let's do it. Let's bring,
how much
do
those pictures cost? Probably like $50 for a pic or something?
Probably a lot.
That's freaking fun. Andrew and I wanted to sit on Santa's lap like 5 years ago. But what was I saying? Oh, but I think we probably got it in the gift basket or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you like chocolate bunnies?
I do. I love it. But only when they have cream filled. If they're just hollow, can't do it.
I like the hollow more, honestly.
No.
Sorry, man.
No.
So
you saw this movie.
We saw it on Easter, and I remember I loved it. I remember we watched it on repeat. Like,
how old was this? How old were you?
How old was I? Like 6?
Like when the movie came out?
6 when the movie came out.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think 2003 minus 97. Yeah, I think.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll trust your math on this one, big guy.
Thank you, big fella. anyway.
You wash it during Easter.
Can you not call me big fella anymore? anyway.
okay.
Can you call me thin guy?
Hey, I walked in on you.
He came into my apartment. Usually I'm supposed to buzz him in. Someone let him in, so he walked in my door, and I had no shirt on.
And you look great.
Oh, thank you, man.
You look good, my man.
I'm working on it. Yeah, I'm almost down 100 pounds. I weighed in 96 pounds down today. So, Matt Fulton.
Good. Matt Fulton.
Just that. But anyway, I love the movie. This is one of those movies that, like, as a kid, I could, like, remember the exact, like, we talked about this before, like, the lines and how they were delivered and the tones that they use and everything. Like,
yeah.
Same thing. Like, I remember it clear as day. Like,
touch the butt.
Were they saying butt because it sounds like boat?
Sounds like boat. Okay. Boat. Yep.
But yeah, honestly. So that was my then. And my now is that I still really like the movie. And
I'm not going to acknowledge that.
This movie is great. This movie is exceptional.
Superb.
I was having a hard time finding anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
Truthfully.
Oh, totally.
There's nothing wrong with it. It was a concise story. It was good. Good pace, everything. I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I still really enjoyed watching it. There was a lot more lines, because I watched it with the subtitles. There was a lot more lines I never caught that I was like, this is funny,
for sure.
Dude. This man. But I actually like the live action one a little bit more than this one, though. But that's just me.
There's no live action one.
There is.
What's it called?
It's called Taken. Tell me it's not the same movie.
It is. It's the same.
What's your then and now?
This is the first movie I ever saw in a movie theater.
You told me this.
I was 2 years old, and it took me 3 times to see it all the way through. Because the first time, I was terrified of Bruce the Shark. Like, I was, like, apparently beside myself when Bruce came on screen, like, started smiling and laughing. Like, it was so loud in the theater.
His teeth were big.
Big teeth. Big teeth. Big teeth guy.
Big smile.
Big smile.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello. And then this other took me out, and then they said, "Hey, he got nervous."
Who'd you go with?
It was like my parents, and my parents, and they I think my grandparents too took me to see it. And then we went back, and we were walking in when the movie had already started because they didn't want to watch the first part of it again. They walked in. Like,
so they paid for the movie 3 times.
I guess so.
Dang.
I guess so. And then the second time they walked in. And it was dark, and I was scared because I didn't want to go into a dark room.
It was probably the scene right before the electric or the eel thing with the light.
Maybe.
It was
maybe,
probably right. What is that scene where they're dark?
We walked in, it was like pitch black. That was a mix between black and dark. Paul Blart,
Paul Blart, Pitch Black, Dark.
Paul Blart, Pitch Black, Mall Cop.
Why haven't we done that movie?
I don't know. We should.
Oh, we should do that next season.
We should.
I'm going to replace a movie we already have.
And then the third time, I think I watched it all the way through. Maybe. But yeah, so that was that. And then after that, I rewatched different parts growing up. I would quote it all the time with my cousins. Like, since then, I don't think I've ever watched it all the way through. But like, I've seen the Sharkbait hoo-ha-ha scene. I've seen the seagull chase scene. I've seen the, you know, Nemo Mission Impossible scene.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. And then so scene. Because of that, because this is like the first movie I saw in the theater and I've seen it a bunch of times since then, this is like the defining Pixar movie for me. Pixar. Like,
is
I can't
Disney
think
Pixar
of,
or just Pixar?
It's Disney Pixar.
Okay. Because I know they do stuff together sometimes.
Yeah, the only one that could be above this one would be like one of the Toy Story movies, Toy Story 2 maybe.
Do you think Toy Story 2 is better than this?
Just in terms Pixar? Of like growing up with it. Like it was this and Toy Story 2 that grew up with. Like I went through a huge Monsters, Inc. phase, but I mean I didn't stick with that much. But so like this one and Toy Story 2.
Mm. Do you know the drama behind Toy Story 2?
I mean they left...
Not the plot. Don't explain the plot.
Oh, okay.
Toy Story 2 was...
Oh, I do know. The whole movie was made, and then they lost it.
They lost it.
Yeah, and they had to do it all
again. They had to redo the whole movie.
That's what you get for keeping a $200 million movie on a freaking flash drive.
So the movie that we have now is a completely different movie from the one that was originally made.
I don't know if it's completely different.
A lot of it was different.
That's redone, but...
A lot of it was different.
Like, script-wise? Mm-hmm. They're like, movies plot-wise. Going to redo the script.
Plot-wise.
For real? Wow, that's surprising.
Fun fact, there was. We should talk about this during Toy Story 2 if we ever do it. But I'm just gonna say it now. I'll definitely bring it up if we do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But the song.
When somebody loves me.
That song. I kid you not,
was
dude.
Beautiful. Oh man, it was.
Here's the thing.
What was her name? Wendy?
Jesse.
Jesse.
Here's the thing. That song. Two things. One. That song always makes me cry, like what you're doing right now. Do it in the mic if you're going to cry.
That song always
makes me cry. And two, me and Julianne were listening to it, and I'm like, I freaking want this to be our like wedding dance song. But the problem is there's a line that's like, you know, now she's gone.
Yeah, it's a song about abandonment.
But it's so good.
It is a beautiful song. It is a beautiful song. You should sing it to her at the wedding and
at the
then,
funeral
and then change the lyrics
when you married me
because you still love me everything is beautiful. I mean it's there
when you love
me because
currently
anyway. I love Willem Dafoe.
I saw that he was casted and I was like, I'm like, that's Willem Dafoe? And then listening to it, I can't unhear it.
Yeah.
God, that is so cool.
He was one of my favorite characters growing up, still my then. And it's just funny that love for Gale has translated into my love for Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Like, currently, not even knowing that was Willem Dafoe.
I need to see more movies with Willem Dafoe because...
He makes some weird out there stuff.
I know, but I feel like I can trust it. Like,
he makes
I can trust
a movie where he's the Antichrist, and he makes a movie where he's Jesus.
What? Really? Yeah. Has there ever been a bad Willem Dafoe movie?
Probably.
Well, do you know any? Because I
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Spider-Man No Way Home was not a bad... Are you kidding me?
I'm joking.
Are you dumb and
stupid?
I'm joking. Okay.
My now?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that the dentist was the diver who grabbed Nemo.
I didn't either.
He's like, grab this fish in the ocean.
I picked this one up for you, mate.
There you go.
My cousin Dada. Or my niece Dada. He like doesn't even say her name. He just goes, Dada.
She's resembling something.
I'm like, where's your teeth? Dentist.
Man. Dentist.
Doctor
man.
Of mouths.
Doctor of teeth? Doctor.
He's
strength?
An aggressive dentist. He's
he
the dentist
is.
I wish
he gets in there,
I had
dude.
A fear of the dentist as a kid.
Oh, for sure.
And I think it stems from the dentist in this movie.
Probably.
I'm kind of going on a lot of tangents today. I hope you don't mind. I'm just kind of like,
not at all, bro.
Okay.
Not at all, bro.
I had
Hey, not at all, bro.
I used to be afraid of the dentist, right?
Yeah.
And to the point where, like, I'd be watching Cartoon Network, and I'd be like, oh, Billy and Madison, a new episode of Billy and Madison
yeah.
comes on Thursday at 4. Mm. It's like, and I knew I was going to go to the dentist that day. I'd be like, God dang it, I'm not going to make it. I literally was like, I'm not going to, like, be able to
you
see
were
that
a child.
Ever.
You
For
were
real.
A child. You
I was,
drive?
Like, 10, and I was like, I'm not going to be able to make it.
So
I
your,
was
your
terrified
parents,
of the dentist.
Your parents would let you... stay home to watch TV because
no. I would say, like, I'm gonna die at the dentist. I'm never gonna see that.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
I'd be like, God dang it. I'm like never gonna make it to that.
Dang. Well, yeah. Then, well, you're not gonna see that Grim Reaper, but if you die, you'll see the Grim Reaper.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
In a way, win-win situation.
Win-win.
Win-win.
Yeah.
Win-win. So this was one of the first times I had watched the movie. All the way through.
Okay.
And it was very interesting watching it, not as a collection of different scenes, but as a whole complete narrative.
You're talking about now.
Yes.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, when you think about Nemo, you're like, oh, that scene is great. Oh, that scene is great. But to watch them all together and just be like, all of these scenes are great. They all make sense.
Yep.
They're all back to back.
Yep.
They're incredible. It's
it
good
wasn't,
stuff.
Here's another thing I was thinking, too. It wasn't that bad. How long did until the drop off all the way until they find him? A couple of days, right?
The movie is 1 hour 45, so at least 2 hours.
Well, that's what I'm. No, what? I'm saying, how long was the adventure that Marlin and Dory went on?
I think
it was a couple of days, right?
It was a couple of days, yeah, because it took.
They didn't give us a whole lot.
It took 4 days for the tank to get filled with algae. So it was like a 2 week trek.
Dang, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Imagine thinking your son's dead for 2 weeks to find him dead.
I know. Let's ask Liam Neeson.
To go back. That's his daughter.
Right.
And she would throw grenades off the top of buildings.
God, so dumb.
She's like, so dumb. So dumb.
So dumb. They tried to paint her as the next Liam Neeson.
I know. I remember watching that and just be like, so she's just throwing grenades around the city?
I'm like, and that's fine?
Kind of like the bombs going off by the boat.
Right.
In the movie we watched.
Yeah, what the heck was that? Why are there bombs down there?
Sunken,
is that World War II stuff?
Probably.
Wow.
I think it was World War I stuff.
Callback.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
What was the last Call of Duty game you played? Was it Black Ops?
It was oh, you remember that one? Black Ops 2.
I remember that.
Two Black Ops.
But yeah, Crush's... The scene with Crush was like showing Marlin... what it's like to be a dad who trusts
his kid. For sure.
You know, that was a really cool
That's
part.
Cool.
I like that a lot. And then Pixar is really good, especially at this in this movie, at incorporating a bunch of different genres into, like, one movie. So this one had the road trip. It had, like, the action, like, the Mission Impossible stuff going on. Like, it was genuinely scary at some parts, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, a love story. It was, like, almost every genre was in this movie, it felt like, and it all made sense.
The opening scene was horror.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And then, like, the trench scene was horror, you know?
Yeah. What was the trench scene again?
With the fish with the little
light bulb
hanging in front of its face. What are those called?
I don't know.
A sea anemone?
I don't know.
That's the thing they live in.
Right. I didn't get it.
Creature of the Deep.
Creature of the Deep.
Speaking of Creature of the Deep, I'm wearing a Godzilla versus Kong shirt because Godzilla came from the deep.
Never saw the movie.
The Deep Blue Sea. They woke him up with nuclear bombs.
Is it good? I never saw it.
I love this movie, dude.
Really?
One of my favorite movies of the year it came out.
Really, really?
100%.
We're going to go see Ant-Man in a couple days.
Woo!
Can't wait.
You guys already saw Ant-Man.
Yeah, we already saw it.
Let us know what you think about it.
Was King the Conqueror good?
Is King great? How many kings are in this movie? There's at least three, right?
Right.
Right?
I don't. You saw the spoiler.
You saw the spoiler, too. Quotes.
Oh, real quick. Oh, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The Batman, the Michael Keaton Batman trailer thing. The Flash trailer came out. And
for us, the Super Bowl was yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was awesome. Anyway,
it was good.
Quotes, you said?
It was good. Yeah, quotes.
Two quotes. Okay.
So these quotes are, there's a lot of them, and they're kind of all over the place. So I'll just list them out.
I'm down.
Okay.
I'm
first down. One is, we'll name one of them Nemo. That's like one of the first lines in the movie. Just a great introductory line.
I'm looking for my next quote. I'm looking for my son Nemo.
I'm looking for my son Nemo.
I'm trying to find Nemo.
The little kid seahorse. They're like, I'm H2O intolerant. I'm this. And the horse comes up and says, I'm obnoxious.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good. You guys made me ink. Same energy of stealing the Twinkie. Same vibe.
He stole my Twinkie.
He stole my Twinkie and made me ink.
Mm.
He touched the butt.
Yeah.
I mean.
These are all in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
And then with the Stingray teacher, he's always like, there's. And he's always like, oh, welcome aboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when Nemo and Merlin get in a fight, he goes, there's nothing to see here. He just kind of grabs them all to the side.
His little songs.
Yeah, his little sing-songy man. And then here's Brucey from
The Shining. The Shining, yeah.
Yep.
I thought that
here's
was cool.
Johnny. Escape.
Huh?
Escape. It says escape.
Oh, Dory.
Looks like escape.
Yeah.
Yep. I said that quote as a kid all the time. That was like
escape.
Escape. It's like a fragile.
Yeah.
It's just all these Italian words.
Did you hear my stomach?
Was that? I thought it was your phone going off,
no,
my guy.
My phone's right there.
Did you eat your phone?
Here, listen.
The Dark Knight style?
Listen.
Blah, 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 blah.
Did you hear it?
Whoa.
Anyway.
Oh, God. Yes, I'm a natural blue. Dory said that. It's a good line.
So many good one-liners, dude.
That's one that I missed. Probably
I
one
did
that
too,
you're talking
same.
About, yeah. And then just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep, you know.
Who's
you know?
The Dory's the best part of the movie, right? Would you agree with that? Because I would.
I would
agree with my own thing.
I would disagree.
What?
I would say that Marlin is the best part of the movie.
You're dumb.
I am dumb. I would never think that Marlin, like when I as a kid, I didn't care for Marlin at all.
I still
but watching
don't.
This. You
Marlin's
know,
I'm far
from being a dad, right? I'm far from being a dad, but
double income, no kids.
I'm a dink.
You're a dink.
Double income, no kid. Dink. D-I-N-K.
Yeah.
But being engaged, thinking about marriage, thinking about having kids, like. I don't know. I just like as I step closer to being to Marlin, and I like you said, you choked up during this movie. I freaking choked up, dude.
Yeah.
I had a legit tear on my cheek when Marlin found Nemo. I'm like, goodness gracious!
Wait, like found him at the end or found him before when he was an egg? That because that part was the part that got
oh,
to me.
Oh, that part got you? No, when for me, just... I mean, kind of the same thing. When he finds Nemo again after being under the net, and there's like a couple frame flashback to him holding Nemo and his fin.
God, yeah, that
egg?
Got me too.
Dude, that was
that
like,
got
I'm
me.
Done. I'm done. I'm done. And then
because like, to him, that's his son. Like that's all he like knew him as when he was oh my God. Yeah. So
it
emotional.
Was great. And then strangely enough, the other scene that made me cry was when was with Gil and
ooh,
Nemo on the little tray. And Gil, like, jumps out of the tank and, like, you know, flops around on her hair. And then he says, say hi to your dad for me.
Yeah.
And then I don't know why that got me.
That was really weird.
He says, say hi to your dad for me. And then he, like, flips him up into the sink. I'm like, what a guy. It was probably
what a guy.
What
a
fish. What a fish. It's probably just because it's Willem Dafoe.
What kind of fish was he?
That's
a good question for, like, any of the fish in this movie, honestly.
I thought...
I love the puns in this movie.
Kind
man.
Of. Tell me a few.
Well,
kind of
not
fish?
The puns, but I just love the fact that like Marlin, the names Marlin, like,
Marlon Brando.
The Marlon Brando. No, Marlin. It's a fish. It's another fish.
It's another fish.
Marlins are fish, aren't they?
I don't know.
And then
he's
Coral
a Moorish idol is the kind of fish.
A what?
That Gil is a Moorish idol.
God dang, I love it. Willem Dafoe. But anyway, I just love that. Yeah.
What kind of fish is Dory? Dory is a royal blue tang. I knew that.
I didn't know that.
I knew that. It's the Dory fish. It's so iconic. It's great.
Where do you think Marlin and Nemo are actually from? What part of the ocean? Because if they went all the way to Sydney.
The Atlantic.
Middle of the Atlantic.
The Atlantic.
Okay.
If they went to Australia. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had American accents.
What about Sandy Plankton? Where's he from? That was funny.
Bikini Bottom.
He's like, you really think I traveled all the way here to know if Sandy Plankton was right or something like that?
Yeah,
that
yeah,
part
yeah.
was funny.
And then last quote, shark bit hoo ha ha.
Oh,
that
obvi.
I take back what I said. That is what I said with my cousins the most growing up. Like shark bit hoo ha ha. Mm-hmm. You know, every time in the pool, one of those. I can't believe I didn't bring this up. When me and my cousins were young in the pool, we would all be different characters from Nemo. I would be Gil.
What?
And I would say shark bait, hoo ha ha. And then my cousin would always want to be Nemo because she was, you know, was the center of attention.
Was it the one I dated?
No. Okay. Different side of the family.
Okay.
Unless you dated her, I just don't know.
It's a very good question.
Very good question. Wouldn't that be so crazy if we found out that
I
we
dated
somebody that,
cousins,
like, in our family?
If I dated every one of your cousins?
Even the guys? Even my uncles?
What?
Even my, even Nancy?
Wait, what were you saying? What was your point before that? How crazy it would be if what? If we found out that we dated someone
that we,
in our
that
family?
We dated someone in each other's family.
Yeah.
Like, years ago.
Didn't you tell me one? Hold on. This might just be, like, a in my head I thought of this. Did you tell me once that, like, you pulled a joke on someone? Well, who did you tell me on the pod?
No, it was off the pod.
No, it was on Tandrew. It was on Tandrew. What was it again?
I dated.
Tell her, reel it in, Austin.
We didn't see. We didn't, like, hang out once.
Okay.
Because it was over the summer of eighth grade, and so we couldn't drive.
Right.
We just texted. But as an April Fool's joke, I said, hey, LOL, found out that we're related.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should date anymore.
Yeah.
As a joke. And she's like, I was wondering how long it would take you to find out. And
she was not April Fool'sing you, though.
I thought she was April Fool'sing me back.
Right.
So I kind of kept going with it. And then it got really specific. Like, yeah, like your grandpa Bill is my grandpa's cousin. And I'm like, that's really weird. She's like, so do you really not want to date anymore? I'm like, hold on a second.
Hold on, I never said that. Yeah.
I'm like, that was a joke, April Fool. She's like, it's not a joke. I'm like, I think I don't want to date anymore. We dated for a little bit longer, and then we broke up.
Tragic.
And then, did I already say Sharkbait? Hoo ha ha.
Yeah.
I'm giving this a 5 out of 5 for traumatizing scale.
A 5? I'm giving this. Full horror.
It took trauma.
It
took me 3 times to see this movie in the theater when I saw it for the first time.
Okay.
And there's the first opening is a straight-up horror movie that I think is more emotional than the opening to Up.
It's scarier than the actual scene where...
In the trench?
With then Bruce is chasing him.
Yeah, dude, there's so many scary things in this movie. For the sure. Ocean is a scary place, my guy.
Yeah, man. Titanic.
What's your number? My number one fear is like being stuck in a submarine at the bottom of the ocean. Like, that is the worst fear I have.
Really?
Because I'm in a small space, but I...
But if you
escape,
you're
gone. Even if I could get out of it,
you're
dead.
You're a goner.
Yeah, I don't know
what's
around.
There's no way getting to the top.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. And it's just like so, it's like pitch black around you.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably just, I would just like eat my arm and just bleed out.
I would just eat.
I would eat the metal.
Isn't that what happened in 127 hours? He ate his arm.
Part of it.
Did he actually? Wait, I was lying.
I think he did.
Did you see the movie with?
Yeah, I think he legitimately tried a piece of his arm because he was so hungry. I think he like ate a piece of his own arm.
How did he escape again?
He had a dull pocket knife. That he had to, like, grind against his arm because it wasn't sharp enough to cut.
I can't freaking believe that.
He had to, like, stab it.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't cut it.
Did you see the movie?
I forget. I did.
I did not. I don't think I can. Is it gory?
Just that part. But, yeah, he's got, like, legit blood on his face because he has to, like, gnaw it a little bit.
I don't think I could watch that.
It's pretty intense. I saw it when I was, like, 8 years old.
I can't believe that's a real story.
I was not 8 years old. I'm not going to go
what?
There. Long tangent.
All right.
5 out of 5, dude. Like, no joke. For when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Traumatizing, 5 out of 5.
Okay. My traumatizing,
mm-hmm.
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5?
The one is because of the opening scene, just like how freaking scary it was when that freaking shark thing, what was the thing that attacked the family?
I think it was a garfish.
A garfish. That garfish, like, just like. A quarter.
Or a barracuda.
A barracuda. Barracuda was like a quarter of a mile away, just watching, like moving so like sneakily, you know. And then the other part was
he's like, are those?
It was
eggs?
Just the theme. The theme of the movie was just sad, where it was just like the I don't know. It was just like the reuniting was just like
yeah.
It got to me. It really
yeah.
did, you know. Like,
yeah.
It was just sad losing, you know, and like you could see, man, the whole movie. I just love that the whole movie doesn't take a break away from the fact that like even when Marlon is joking around with like the turtle and Dory and stuff at some points, you can tell he's like, I'm still like really heartbroken. Like he's.
Yeah.
Like I'm still terrified. He's like he's just trying to laugh through it. But he's still at the end of the day like, God, my son, you know, like I thought that was really good.
My son. This is my son.
This is my son, Kyle.
My son, Cal.
This is my son, Cal.
What's up? I think
Sup. Yeah.
Walking away from this movie this time, my favorite scene was... Why don't we have a favorite scene?
season three.
Okay.
We should.
We probably should.
That's a great idea. Why did we think of that? It took us 48 episodes to think.
Welcome to Reel It In Podcast.
God dang it.
Was definitely the scene where they're on the Something Express. I forgot what it was called with all the turtles.
Polar.
The Polar Express.
Oh, the ECA?
ETA?
I don't remember.
What's your ETA?
Where are you at?
Where are you at, bro?
Hey, you up?
Just because of what I mentioned earlier, like that was the scene where Marlon got to see what it was like for a dad to trust his son.
For sure.
You know, like, that was really cool. That was really cool. Rotten Tomatoes score is 99%.
That is crazy to me. That is awesome.
Well-deserved.
Well-deserved, well for deserved. Sure.
I would travel to the deepest part of the sea to see this movie.
I'm going to give my Tomato, I'm going to give it...
I'd sacrifice
I'm giving it a 92.
92?
92.
Why? How'd you get there?
I don't think it's a perfect movie. I told you, I don't think there's anything wrong with the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think I could watch this over and over again. Like, Back to the Future, my favorite movie, I could watch that forever.
Yeah.
I'll never get bored of that movie. This one, I'm like, I got to watch it just once or twice, and I'm good.
Interesting.
That's the only reason. But perfect, honestly, 99% is valid.
Yeah. Because it's funny you say that, because this is a movie that I rewatched all the time.
Okay.
Not all the way through, but like just the scenes. I would plug it in,
mm-hmm.
watch just a scene and be okay. But yeah. I would watch it all the time.
Right.
So for me, it's like almost perfect.
Yeah.
If I mean, not perfect. I don't know what to give it. I don't know exactly what to give it, but I could just say it's almost perfect if not perfect. How about that?
Okay. What's your crazy scale that you got?
How many siblings did Nemo have before they all got in? Was it 399? Because I keep saying 399.
I don't actually know. I actually don't know.
We'll have name this F more junior.
Dang it. You stole my joke. I was literally about to be
about
200 Marlon Juniors and about 199 Coral Juniors.
So if there were four.
They never touched on Coral ever again, by the way. Coral died, and he's just like, Time for school.
Never talked about Coral ever again.
Nemo was that way, for sure.
But I like that flip at the end, too, where it was Marlon doing that instead.
Nemo's like, Dad. That was super cool.
Was great. I wish I remember finding Dory well enough to know what their relationship is like in that one.
I think it's just civil.
They're on
I didn't like
terms.
Finding Dory that much.
I gotta rewatch it again.
I barely remember it.
As good as this one.
For sure, no.
Like, it can't be.
Just like Incredibles 2, it wasn't as good as the first one.
Incredibles 2 was dope, though.
It was good, but I remember that one more than Finding Dory. But it came out around the same time, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one is, I'm gonna say 395 dead siblings out of 400 dead siblings.
Okay. So
like,
90,
it's almost there,
dude. You're gonna give 95 then?
That's like a 99.
You're giving it a 99.
Well, 395 out of 400, that's only like a 5. That's only 5.
I don't know. I can't do the math.
That's only 5 living fishes.
This guy sucks.
Did you know that it's the plural of fish is fish when it's the same school of fish? But if it's different schools of fish in one place, it's fishes?
Really?
How crazy is that?
Almost unbelievable.
Next week, we are watching...
We'll plug first.
A movie.
We got a plug.
I don't have social media.
Tanner Reckledge, Talk Time with Andrew, Real.It.Podcast. I almost said Grow and Go.
We're watching a movie.
What movie?
For our season finale. Our last, well, technically we have the award show afterwards, but next week, guys, is the episode before
the last episode.
The last episode.
Season 2.
So it's the last movie we're reviewing of the season. And we'll be more, you know, we'll reflect on the season more for the award show. But what a season has been.
Dude, I know. It flew by.
Wow.
I started off fat. And now, oh my gosh. Yeah, that should be a bit. Not a bit, but like how many pounds did Tanner lose during season 2?
Do you think it ever actually jumped around? Like
what?
For the episodes, like it said how much weight you lost. Like
I mean,
it's hard to notice
only a couple week difference.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. But
yeah, dude, it's Stuart Little too.
Stuart Little too.
Stuart Little too, guys.
You remember Stuart Little? We're like, hey, we got to do the sequel for season two.
We're like, what if we did every episode for the last episode as Stuart Little?
And I can't.
We're like done.
No,
we're like,
have you seen Stuart Little 3?
Done. Huh?
Have you seen Stuart Little 3?
Yes.
As a kid?
Yes.
Oh God. Oh really?
That doesn't
mean I have to watch it though.
No. No, that's why we're that's why we're doing it, because
what are we gonna do for season four if we ever get there? Ben's gonna be like, I'm done.
You know what we'll do? You know what we'll do? We'll keep it real.